What do you think is the best option for rehabilitating the young offenders?
The best option is certainly not to bring them into custody, because they learn too many tricks. They learn in some ways, however good and liberal the prison, they are contaminated. So people who come here, we find as first offenders, they will learn things that they wouldn't have learned outside. They get exposed. It is a very negative environment. So I think that what has been proved to work is outside. A lot of these young men have terrible problems of self-control, of thinking through choices, of thinking how to get the best out of situations rather than follow their impulses. What has worked and been proved to work are what are called cognitive behaviour programmes, with some of them, that despite all the factors I have mentioned, there are some offending behaviour programmes that do work, that do tackle people's compulsiveness to offend, compulsiveness to take decisions before they think, not to think of the consequences, and programmes also that address their lack of employment skills. If people are given qualifications, if they can emerge from any college or prison or anywhere with qualifications that equip them for the job market, and that means in a lot of cases basic education. It has been proved that something like 90%, for example, of the young prison population, because of their lack of basic education, are not equipped to even apply for 90%, about 90% of the jobs available to them. So there's a huge educational program needed.
Mm-hmm.
And it all proves that the two factors that make a difference to people's chances when they come out of a prison sentence, for example, is one, getting into work. Employment is the key indicator. And secondly, having a strong family support, some kind of, whether it's a partner or a parent, some constructive help outside. Those two factors are the key indicators, research have shown. Without realistic chances of employment and getting into work, and without family support, people, the temptation to drift back into crime is overwhelming.